It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Friday, it's Kyle Bailey. Local Real Estate Today, Mary Gilbert, our local real estate experts, team leader and CEO of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle, and happy Friday, everyone. It's a great day to talk real estate in the Umpqua Valley.
And right now, if somebody were to turn on the national news, maybe even on this channel, it seems like interest rates are the main thing that's being talked about.
Yeah, it really does. And that's why this week's topic is interest rates, noise versus reality. So there's a lot of noise out there, but the reality here locally is much calmer and more strategic. The headlines make it sound like rates are wildly swinging, but most changes are small increments. We're talking like 0.125%, sometimes 0.25%. So that's normal mortgage behavior.
So not really like a roller coaster, which it seems to be kind of being made out to be.
Exactly. And here's the bigger truth. You marry the home, you date the rate. So you can refinance a rate later, but you cannot refinance the price you paid. And right now in Douglas County, we're sitting just under maybe 6 to 7 months of inventory. So that's a balanced market. That's not a frozen market. It's a strategic one.
So waiting for the perfect rate then might not be very strategic.
Correct. So if prices rise while someone's waiting for their interest rate to drop, they may actually lose more than they gain. So strategy beats speculation every time.
So let's look at the market. How did this week compare to last week?
Yeah, so let's break it down a little bit. Last week, we had 41 new listings on the market. This week, we saw 29. So that's down 12. So inventory tightened a bit in the last 7 days. Going on to pending sales, last week we had 31. This week we saw 39 pending sales, so that's up 8. That means buyers are still stepping forward. And moving on to sold properties, last week we saw 21. This week we saw 27 closings, so that's up 6. So closings rebounded nicely. And looking at price changes, last week we had 54. This week we had 48 price changes. So that's a still an elevated number, which means sellers are adjusting. And back on the market, properties last week was 11, this week 16. So that just means some contracts fell apart, inspections or financing likely. And expired listings this week, we saw 15. That's up from 3 in the prior week. So that is telling us that pricing matters more than ever.
And so even with the rate headlines, activity sounds like it increased.
Yes, buyers are still active, and this is a thinking market, not a panicking market.
Put our intellectual glasses on then. Let's talk about new listings. What do you have?
Yeah, so coming out in Glide, which has low inventory, 106 O'Deal Court out in Glide. This is a house starting listing price of $490,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, just under 2,000 square feet on and half an acre. So it sounds like a really nice package. Listed with Aaron Cherry at Oregon Life Homes. This is a custom one-level home with vaulted ceilings, a bonus room above the garage. It's got that RV parking, covered deck, and a newer roof near the North Umpqua River. Great outdoor lifestyle property.
Yeah, when you say near the North Umpqua River, that gets people's attention really.
And hiking out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. What about Sutherland?
Yeah, 1774 East 4th Avenue in Sutherland. This is listed with Deidre Joven, my listing partner at the Mary Gilbert Group. Listed at $425,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, just over 1,600 square feet, single-level ranch home. It's got a brand-new roof and gutters, bamboo flooring, quartz, kitchen island, French doors to a covered patio, French yard, and RV parking. Sounds like a really nice almost everything that someone's looking for.
What about down in South County?
If you go down to South County, this is a 55-plus park home at 148 Brenda Place in Canyonville, Oregon. Listed at $99,900. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,458 square foot home. It's got the open floor plan, high ceilings. It's got a primary suite, covered patio, and an attached two-car garage.
And while we're in South County, let's make a little John over to Riddle.
Yeah, just head on over to 139 R Street in Riddle. This is a very affordable $229,900 two-bedroom, one-bath home, 740 square feet. This home is a remodeled bungalow. It's got new carpet, front and back porches, spacious yard, and that small-town charm.
All right, very good. Now, what if somebody's got an idea for a house, but they already have the idea that what they want is land?
Yeah, so here's your opportunity. If you have been looking for a house and you can't find that perfect home, check out 140 Aaron Court in Roseburg. This is land only. It's offered for $60,000. It's on 0.23 of an acre. It's in the 55-plus community known as the Highlands down in southwest Roseburg. So this is listed with Marita Benzel at RE/MAX Integrity. This is a buildable lot at the Highlands, Vista Ridge. It's got mountain and valley views. It sits on a nice cul-de-sac. And the cool community features, it has a pool and a clubhouse. So you can build your stick-framed home here, or you can get your manufactured home and put it on this lot.
All right, let's talk open houses. What's out there?
So there's a lot of open houses this weekend. I think there's over 16 of them. And we also have the home show. So if you're into home and gardening and open houses, this is your weekend. So 147 Dark Horse Street in Roseburg. This manufactured home is super cute. Listed for sale at $273,500. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, almost 1,300 square feet, almost half an acre. It's got beautiful updates throughout. It's completely move-in ready. It's got an open layout with that country feel. It's hosted with Teresa Schmidt at the Mary Gilbert Group. It's going to be open today from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. It is also open tomorrow from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m.
All right. What about something on Corona Loop Ranch, I see?
Yeah, so out in Green, so near the one we just talked about, 405 Corona Loop. This is a $315,000 home, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,001 square feet on 0.28 of an acre. This house is a single-level ranch, so go check it out. It is going to be open tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 3 p.m.
All right, and back in Sutherland.
Back in Sutherland, $405,000. This is 642 Terrace Lane, three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,060 square feet on a third of an acre. This is a two-story daylight ranch with spacious living areas and great entertaining potential. It's open Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
in Northwest Roseburg.
So now we go over to Hughcrest, 1205 Northwest Littlewood Court in Roseburg. This is a $415,000 home, three-bedroom, two-bath, almost 1,900 square feet, two-story home in Northwest Roseburg. It's going to be open on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
And I see you've got one more in Sutherland.
Yeah, and heading back to Sutherland, 530 Tanglewood Street, $468,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600-plus square-foot home on almost a third of an acre. It's a newer, custom-style, single-level home with modern finishes. And Dan Parker is going to be holding that one open Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Wow, you've got a lot of variety there in price points. I mean, the 200s, the high 400s, a lot.
Yeah, so there's something out there from first-time home buyers all the way to the move-up buyers.
Now, we've got time to talk about the home show. I know you're one of the main sponsors of that. You're going to be out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, our team is out there. We set up last night. Come check out our booth. There's some really good vendors out there. You're going to be blown away when you walk into Douglas Hall, some of the booths that are set up. But our team's out there. We're giving away a brand new 65-inch TV. We're also giving away these raised cedar planters. I've always wanted those. I don't even have one, but we are giving it away, and it even comes with the flowers. And if you really want some ceramic pots from Costco, I want those every year. I'm not even buying them for myself, but come out there, enter to win. We've got several drawings that you could check out and win.
So you guys are in Douglas then?
We are in Douglas Hall, yeah.
And of course, the home show in the community conference hall, things outside as well.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. It's going to be a really good home show this week.
So if people want to get connected with you guys, how do you do it?
Well, definitely come by and see us at the home show or give us a call at 541-366-6080. You can visit us 24/7 at marygilbert.com or see us at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg.
All right, and that is going to be a busy time out there. Home show, open houses, a lot going on. Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right. Thank you.
8:59 on the Morning Report.